Hello, and this is the Super Podcast, and I'm Super Marcy.
Hooray!
Hey!
What's on the agenda today?
What's on the agenda today? Maybe...
In your agenda?
The agenda today is to avoid boobs and dick.
Too late, you already mentioned them.
Yes, no, I did, but, you know, gonna try and... You know, that, okay. I've mentioned it now, so now it's out of the system, so...
Let the record show that you were the one who prolonged that as long as it lasted.
You kept it going.
We were trying to be good young podcasting guests, and you just kept talking about the unmentionables. So we won't even mention them. Let's move on.
Okay. Move on. Moving right on.
Moving right along.
All right, so who am I actually talking to, really?
What was that?
I said, who am I talking to right now?
Andre and Sean.
Really? Okay.
The most popular podcast guest in the history of podcasts.
Woohoo!
Yes. Okay.
Popular.
Yes. Very popular.
And dead sexy.
Mm. And we're both really big on the internet.
We're huge.
Huge on the internet.
Yes. I
have to stay away from the internet because I see way too much of myself. I'm not narcissistic or anything.
Really? Are you sure?
Oh, I've got these giant mirrors, but I don't look at them
because
I'm not a narcissist.
Okay, I don't believe that, but anyway.
Regardless of that fact, it's the Reefer Badness crew back for part two of the podcast.
Why did this stupid thing cut out?
Because you're a computer.
Yes. Sorry, what did you say? Can you please repeat that?
I said, regardless of that fact, it's the Reefer Badness crew back for podcast part two!
Yes, that's better. So, if you guys actually going to behave yourselves and stop blaming me...
Well, if you want a good show, we're not going to behave ourselves.
Just want something that's nice and smooth.
You give us a shot. Go for it. Steer us.
You guys are coming through really low, by the way.
Really low.
That's a little bit better, yes.
We're going to have to pick up the pace of our voice.
The actual, like, topic of the podcast is movies. And...
Oh, got that last time.
And the recent thing that I've been doing now is doing top fives, because it's fun to talk about five movies.
And only five.
And now I can barely hear you again.
Six is right out.
You are so low.
I'm sorry!
You sound like you're so far away.
We are. We're in Canada.
Just, you know, maybe...
Snowflakes, beer, maybe, hockey, donuts.
Maybe just speak a little bit louder so I can actually hear you.
No problem.
That's better.
I'm having absolutely no problem controlling the tone of my voice! Well, we don't exactly want to scream into the microphone either.
That level is good. Keep it at that level.
I will keep it at this level.
Okay, awesome. So...
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It's great to be here. Is it great to be talking to me? Am I that cool?
Yes.
Cool. I'm glad.
I am glad as well.
Cool. Why do you sound like a robot?
I am Marcy, the robot.
I'm not a robot.
You talk like a robot.
I'm not a robot.
Yay, podcast!
Okay. Now that that's over and done with...
Now we can really start the show.
Now we can really go for it. It's all about movies, and it's all about top five lists, because that's the in thing at the moment.
All right.
So...
Top five.
I think I had a subject before, and I can't remember what it was.
Start.
I was going to ask what... some top five, like, really disturbing movies were.
Top five disturbing movies.
Because disturbing movies are awesome.
I was lucky enough to know about this a little bit ahead of time and got to draft up a small list, but
yes,
we'll see.
All right. Well, do you have a number five?
Yes.
What is it?
Requiem for a Dream.
Really?
Yes. Good one.
Mm.
Go on. If you're going to say something.
Me?
Were you going to say something?
No, I was actually going to say that just that didn't quite make my top five.
But you've seen it.
I have seen it, I think, twice.
I watched it once. It's something that, working at the video store, people often, like young potheads and other sort of idiots who seem to really like drugs, come in to rent it because maybe it's a cool movie for people who do drugs to see. So I rented it probably 2 or 3 years ago. And I really hated it. I mean, I did not enjoy watching it. It's a good movie. I mean, it's well made, but I did not enjoy watching
it. It's not an enjoyable experience because...
No.
It's just... I think it's what got the three... It's the three or four main characters, and they just basically go through hell, and it's pretty disturbing.
Yeah. They all pretty much self-destruct. And that's it's pretty crazy and weird, and it's disturbing. It's not, like, gross or anything. Well, some of it is
actually,
gross.
Actually, some of it is quite gross.
It's easily one of the most depressing movies I have
absolutely.
Ever seen.
Very depressing.
It's hard to get because you feel bad for these people.
Mm.
Especially for the mother.
Yeah.
The mom, yeah.
And she really loses it. Yeah.
Because she gets addicted to wanting to look really good, and she starts taking diet pills and trying to lose weight or something, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I just remember the fridge going crazy and opening and closing and stuff.
Yeah,
like that. I just remember finishing watching that movie. It isn't so much really disturbing as it is really depressing, like Sean said. But it, you know, it's a real eye opener. Every time I'm watching it, you're like, it puts you in a bad mood.
It's a really hard movie to watch. It's really difficult to sit through.
I certainly won't watch it again.
Because of the
actually never finished. No. I shut it off. I couldn't watch any more of it. I was too depressed watching it.
About halfway through the movie, when I think it's Marlon Wayans, when his arm starts opening up with like big gaping swords and stuff, you're just like, yeah, that's enough of that. Yeah, absolutely. Mm. So what about you? What's on the bottom of your list?
My number five is Eraserhead.
Yeah. I've never seen it, but I've heard it's crazy.
You've never seen Eraserhead?
I've never seen Eraserhead.
Really? Eraserhead, the very first movie by David Lynch.
I've heard about it, but it's never been available to me to watch.
Any movie I've ever seen that had anything to do with David Lynch, shut it off, because I think it's pretentious crap, but I haven't seen that much, so I don't know.
Oh, really? This movie is... I can't even begin to describe it because it's the weirdest thing and it has the most messed up images, and as it progresses it gets worse and worse and worse. And
yeah, but does it make any sense?
It does. I mean, you kind of have to make up your own minds about what he's trying to say, but by the end of the movie I was pretty much crying and ready to rip my hair out because it was agonizing.
That's absurd.
And boring.
I actually didn't find it boring, amazingly. I still rank it as one of my top movies because it's just something that actually made me feel a lot of different things. And when a movie can make me feel that way, there's got to be something to it.
Well, I totally understand and agree, but if I don't have any idea what's going on and it's left completely up to my interpretation, everything, I don't like that. I find it annoying, but I don't know. I can't speak for this movie. I haven't seen it. But I will soon.
I like movies that don't spoon-feed me what's going on.
And there's a difference between being spoon-fed and watching a movie and going, what the fuck is going on here? I know Sean's got a movie that I want him to mention, and that is a prime example of that stuff. Am I right?
Oh, yes.
I like things that I can sort of make up my own minds about what's going on, and I like things that I have to work out because I like to use my brain a little bit from time to time, and that's pretty much what I got out of this movie, so I like it, even as messed up and disturbing as it is.
Well, I'll I'll get back to you.
But it's one movie that's got some of the weirdest, most bizarre things in it, and I really don't want to know what he was thinking with it.
Well, I want Sean to talk about the movie. There's a movie that he's seen that I don't know if I've watched it or not.
Okay, I don't think you have.
What is it?
Go ahead.
Well, it's a Japanese movie by the guy who directed, what was the big one he did?
Old Boy?
No, he didn't do Old Boy.
Who did it?
This guy who did that Sukiyaki Western Gang, what's his name?
Not Mikkei.
Yeah, that's it.
Are you talking about Mikkei. Audition?
No, Audition, good.
That's on my list too, but we're going.
It's called Visitor Q.
Okay.
It's, after watching the movie, nothing was really explained as to what was going on, mm-hmm. but what I was subject to was an opening scene involving a young female prostitute, a guy who was recording everything that she was doing, and she was giving him, she was teasing him, calling him names, giving him shit, but it's like he was a customer. And eventually they start doing the nasty bit, and it's over very quick, and she's still making fun of him. And at the end, he says, "Don't tell your mother." And at that moment, I realized that this was her father.
Oh, no.
That's just the tip of the iceberg. That's just how it started.
Oh,
this movie,
no.
you're subject to a young son who... relentlessly beats his mother, beats it like he's in a closet full of weapons that he beats her with.
Oh my gosh, really?
A mother who gets into a lactating fetish.
Oh no.
Where it gets to the point where the kitchen floor is absolutely covered and about a quarter inch of milk.
Oh my gosh, okay.
It goes on. The husband is the guy who works for a news company, and he tries to get the story about violence, like kids on kid violence in schools and stuff. And he uses his son. He follows his son, who gets picked on and beat up at school. That's why he takes it out on his mother. But his father uses this and films it.
Right.
And the father gets into an argument with a lady at the news. At the news corporation that they work for, they have an argument, and he winds up accidentally killing her. And what does he do? He starts having sex with the corpse.
He starts having sex with what?
The corpse of the recently deceased.
He starts having sex with the corpse. Interesting.
And
that's not remotely fucked up whatsoever.
Oh, it's better.
It gets better.
I'm giving away so much here, but it's not
okay.
Really something I would recommend for anyone to watch anyway. Just the pure absurdity of the movie. But while he's having sex with the corpse, the vagina will dries up and compresses on his dick.
Oh, no.
And he can't get it out. It's stuck.
Oh, no.
And then the wife comes home.
Oh my god.
And she's okay with it. She helps him out.
Oh,
hear a nice little like pop sound. Like, they celebrate. Everything's okay. Son comes home from getting beat up on. The daughter comes home from hooking. And they just decide to have one big family orgy, and that finishes up the movie. I couldn't believe I watched the whole damn thing.
For those of you who are interested, can you still find the review of Lethal Entertainment?
Yes, I still
there's a full review of that movie.
In its entirety, I explain everything that you see.
Nice.
Don't seek it out, folks. You read Sean's review. If you can get through that, then maybe you want to consider seeking it out.
I can't say that I have any interest to see this movie after that lovely description.
Let's talk about something that may or may not be on your list, but it's something you just watched and we've been talking about before. We could follow up with it, because I do consider it at least somewhat disturbing. What about Inside?
Oh, shit, sorry. Say that again, because it's kind of cut out.
Let's talk about something that you've seen recently that may or may not be on your list, but definitely deserves an honorable mention. We're talking about Inside.
Inside. I wouldn't say that movie disturbed me.
Go on.
Inside, I, at parts, I was actually quite amused.
Not what I want to hear.
Not to say I really, 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 really like this movie, but some of the violence was really over the top, and it just kind of came off as a bit silly, so I kind of had a laugh about it.
What point were you laughing?
Well, there's a bit in the movie where the weirdo lady, who at first I thought looked like David Bowie, she stabs a guy in the knee with the scissors.
That's funny. That's funny. It was quite...
I started laughing hysterically because it just was so over the top. And then, after she stabs him in the knee, she stabs him somewhere else, and that was just more like, I was just laughing in shock of what she was doing.
I don't know how you could laugh at that. She put that guy through so much hell.
She was pretty... She was awful. She did so much crap in this movie, but just the shock and just how insane it was made me laugh.
Here's my theory, and I'm not trying to dispute what you're trying to say, because, I mean, you could laugh your ass off through the whole movie, and that's your opinion, and that's fine.
I didn't laugh after that, I have to tell you.
No, I'm not saying you did. I'm just saying, when I watch a movie like Hatchet, when I watch Hatchet, I laugh myself, because that movie is meant to be nothing but gore with no context and stupid people getting killed. But when I was watching Inside, at no point did I laugh out loud. I wasn't necessarily terrified or shaking under my covers, but I thought the context framed things to be pretty realistic, and that was one of the first times when all hope is lost, and the violence, especially at that point, I didn't think it was too over the top. I thought it was really visceral and terrifying to see, but I don't know if I'd call it over the top. Certainly not enough for me to laugh.
I can be a bit of a weirdo, so there's always that, but just with what a friend of mine, he actually let me borrow the movie, with what he was telling me, I was kind of expecting something else, and then the way the movie was unraveling was completely different to what he had described. And as soon as, like, the violence started, it was just unbelievable as to what I was seeing, that I just kind of found it a little bit over the top, and I did start laughing really badly.
I suppose if you have no idea what to expect, it's in the right situation, that might happen.
The more the movie went on, the more it was just getting so brutal and so bloody and so gory.
So when you say
I
that
was just
even,
like,
at end, even at the very end, someone is on the steps and stuff, and then the very end, right to the last shot, you weren't like, ugh. You were just like, cool, the end.
I was just, I didn't know what to think at first, just because it doesn't, the violence just doesn't stop. And the more it goes on, the bleaker it gets, and you just get this awful feeling that,
emotionally?
I just had this awful feeling that it's not going to be a happy ending.
Doesn't quite answer the question, but
I didn't hear what you said because I was talking.
at any point during the movie, didn't like the violence or like the situation that this woman was in, didn't it hit you emotionally at all?
It did a little bit. If I was in that woman's situation, I have no idea what I would have done.
Well, exactly. For her, it was. She had to fight for her life. There was no other option.
It just got worse and worse for her, and it was just really, really horrible. And
so you're saying it affected you at some point during the movie?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I didn't really find it all that disturbing, because I just found a lot of the violence was really bloody and over the top, but it just was a very... It ended up being very sad, if that makes any sense. About talking about this particular movie.
Yes.
Yes. I felt very sad at the end, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. I'm not, like, I don't argue with your opinion, because that's your opinion, and I do agree with most of what you said.
It's just I never found it humorous.
Well, what I was actually finding humorous was just how this woman went and attacked this man, and just the way it came off on screen was just a little bit over the top. And
well, see, because I found this a very serious movie. I would sit down and watch Dead Alive or Brain Dead to some people out there, and it's so violent. It's done in a humorous way.
I know this wasn't meant to be, but for some reason, just as particularly when the guy just got stabbed in the back of the knee, I just could not stop laughing at how just ridiculous it was for me.
Well, it's weird because I found it very, very visceral scene actually, because you know, the guy didn't see it coming at all. He's walking out there. So this big pair of shears just stabs him in the back of the knee.
Nasty. All the violence in this movie was very nasty.
I think that what maybe you're trying to say is that it caught you a little off guard, maybe?
Yes.
And the fact that it was so brutal and in your face.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly it. And with that said, this has some... the movie with its effects... there's one scene in particular which I was pretty much shocked when I saw the scene, because it looked so disgusting, and that's when there's a bit of a head gets blown up kind of thing.
Well, we definitely don't need to keep talking about it inside, because people, it is worth your time, so seek it out and watch it, but let's talk about something else. What's another movie on your list?
For me, a movie I was quite disturbed by, and it's actually not like a horror movie, it is just a very fucked up movie, would be a movie called Kids, and I don't know if you guys have seen it or managed to sit through it.
I've heard of it.
Have you ever seen it?
No.
I saw this movie when I was really young, which I probably shouldn't have, and it's pretty much stayed with me the whole time. And to this day, it still disturbs and disgusts me.
What's it about?
It's basically about, like, I think they're like 14-year-olds, and they're basically having sex, doing drugs, and catching AIDS. And, I mean, the way the movie actually starts off is it's a 14-year-old guy deflowering an 11-year-old girl. So, once you see that, you know you're in for something that's just going to be disgusting.
I've seen Bully, which I believe was done by the same director.
Yes,
but I've never
it was. But this is a lot more disturbing than that.
Right.
And, I mean, I actually have it in my collection because I wanted to see it again, because I couldn't really remember some of the things, and I really felt like I had to have a shower and get myself clean after I watched it, because it's so dirty.
It's generally what I have to do when I'm finished catching you.
Nasty.
I've heard about it. I've heard about some of the scenes, but I've never seen it. Mostly because most of the critics out there have shat all over it. So I just thought it was a bad. Just thought it was a bad movie.
I don't necessarily think it's a bad movie. I just think it's a very fucked up and disturbing movie. And I can tell you that this movie scared the shit out of me, and I never wanted to do what these guys and girls were doing in this movie.
It's a good morality tale.
Well, yeah.
Well, the thing is, stuff like this does happen.
Unfortunately, this stuff does happen, and I just didn't want any part of it, and it freaked me out. But I think a lot of people agree that it is quite disturbing.
I've never heard that.
Yeah. And an interesting fact about that movie, it was the first movie that Rosario Dawson was in. And I really like her. She's very cool.
I like Rosario Dawson.
So that would be like my number four most disturbing movie of all time.
What else? Have you seen Hard Candy?
Yes, I've seen that many times, actually.
Yeah, I put that on my list. Number four.
Wow.
Yeah, that movie is neither, you know, not because it's gory or anything, but what's implied is truly, truly awful. The first half an hour of the movie makes you feel like a sick person for watching it.
Yes.
You're watching this smooth operator who's likely going to hurt, rape, maim, fuck, kill, you know, this young girl.
Yes.
And he's doing all these evil tricks that sometimes you see in people from day to day. And I thought that was pretty disgusting.
It was.
I love the movie reverses it, too. It's a very smartly written movie.
It's a brilliant movie. Great movie.
Oh, I thought it was fantastic. And it really... I mean, I didn't really know much about it when I watched it, and so the events that happened really really were unexpected, so that's always a good thing.
Yeah. The movie, what it definitely does what it sets out to do and does it well. So I would definitely call it a success.
And it has one hell of a cool poster.
Yes, it does. I like that one. Did you put that up on website?
No, that was one I was thinking about putting up, so I've got to do that.
I would recommend it.
But that movie, it's pretty messed up.
It is messed up. There's no doubt about it, but it is a good movie.
it's another movie where you just... It's like... You feel like you need to have that shower after watching it because you feel dirty.
Well, yeah, because you go from one extreme to watching a guy who's like an internet predator going after young girls. But on the other hand, and maybe I don't want to give too much away for this because it is a good movie, when the movie spins around and completely changes focus, you almost feel bad for the other guy.
Yeah, it makes you feel very conflicted because you don't know what you should be feeling, and you don't know who you should be feeling. You don't know who you need to be feeling sympathy for.
Or maybe you won't feel sympathy for anyone.
Well,
that's going to be the viewer's judgment call.
Well, I kind of just went, I'm just not going to go for anybody.
Well, that's fine, but the movie leaves it up for you to do that.
Oh, I've got to thank this movie because it introduced me to Patrick Wilson, who is Night Owl 2.
Yes, he is Night Owl 2. He's also in Lakeview Terrace. That's true.
I haven't seen that one.
All right. I wouldn't like the movie for introducing me on stage, but she's too. That's right. She didn't just X-Men 2 or X-Men 3 had one page in it.
She's in X-Men 3 a bit.
Yes, 3.
Yeah, it was 3.
Juno. It's great. Juno. Disturbing movie. Juno?
Juno was disturbing, yes.
So what else you got on your list for Garth's
Key? Do you want to know my number 3?
Yep.
Okay, my number 3 is...
Hey, you gotta put in number 3!
Number 3! Number 3! Da-na-na-na. That's my
number
three. Number 3.
All right, what is
this? This movie, it's actually one of my favorite movies of all time.
Showgirls, I win.
It's not Showgirls.
Disturbing.
Showgirls is disturbing in its own special way, but that's not on my list. I'm not sure if you guys have heard of this movie. It is from 1933, and it is called Freaks.
I have heard of it.
Have you seen it?
I've seen it since I'm 3.
Nah. Hold on a second. You've cut out slightly.
I've seen parts of it on TV.
But you haven't seen the whole thing?
No, I saw it. It was like 4 in the morning, and at that time, I wasn't staying up till 4 in the morning. I've never seen it, but I watch it, but it scares the crap out of me because people who look different from me scary.
Ah.
Boo!
This thing cuts out. Hold on a sec. What I might do... What I might do is... Coming through loud and clear.
Can you speak in an American accent?
No, I can't, really.
When you sing, can you?
Hey?
When you sing, do you sing like an American?
I can't do an American accent.
When you sing?
No, I don't think so.
This is disappointing.
I
can you try to do the accent?
Howdy, partner.
Howdy, partner.
There you go. Perfect. Pretty good.
Do an England accent.
I can't do an English accent.
Or a Boston accent. Boston accent.
I can't do any other accent. I can only talk normally and have an Australian accent.
Unique New York. The human bridge was denied a bank loan.
Okay. Can I tell you about freaks? Do you want to hear about freaks and why it's so disturbing?
Yes, tell us, you freak.
Okay. Freaks is a movie about circus sideshow freaks, and they actually used real circus freak performers. And when this movie came out, which was in 1933, nobody had ever seen anything like this before, so the movie was pretty much banned for many, many years. And it has a pretty messed up story as well, because a normal lady tricks this little midget guy into marrying her, and then she wants to poison him and take his inheritance.
Sounds crazy.
Ah, but the thing is, the circus freaks find out about it, and they get some pretty awesome revenge on the really bad lady. And part of the really cool thing in this movie is you get to see all kinds of weird circus freaks. And there's a guy in it, and he has no legs, so he walks with his hands. He's like a half guy.
His hands, you say?
Yes, he walks on his hands because he has no legs.
That's so crazy!
And there's a guy in it, and he has no arms, no legs, and he rolls a cigarette, and he puts it in his mouth, and he lights it up.
So put it in your mouth!
It's amazing.
Okay.
You haven't seen anything until you've seen a guy with no arms and no legs roll a cigarette and light it.
I see that all the time downtown. Mm. We have a performer just down by the main Parliament buildings on Main Street.
It's you, Holy. Isn't it?
No, for real. Like, he's been in a picture amongst him for like 10 years.
But going back to my awesome movie, it's pretty much something you really got to see to understand why it would be considered disturbing. And it's more so disturbing because it was made, you know, in the early 30s, and this kind of thing was just unheard of back then. And it's amazing that the director, Todd Browning, had the balls to make this movie.
And it's so bad that you put it at number 3 on your disturbed list.
It is very, very disturbing.
Alright.
I've said my number 3, so over to you.
Shouldn't you want me to just go on? Okay. I need to think about it. No.
I have number 3 at audition.
What was that?
Yeah.
Repeat, please.
At number three. It's Audition.
Audition, which I actually mentioned before, didn't I?
Yep. Yes. You're the best two Takashi Miike films.
Audition. So, was it the ending that you found really highly disturbing?
No, I wouldn't say it's the ending. I'd say from the point you find out she's insane. Mm. And her googly eyes.
Googly eyes.
Yeah. That movie's crazy. Like, when the dude's in the bag, and you're just like, what is going on here?
Eating puke, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Puke-eating is big in Japan.
Yeah, those crazy Japanese folk are wild with the puke-eating.
I remember watching Audition in the middle of the night for the first time. It was on TV. It was on TV, and I didn't know what to expect. And then, by the end of the movie, I was almost crying.
Yeah, Audition, it's a movie.
It did, crazy movie. It did stuff me up, but...
It stuffed you up?
It messed me up a little bit, because it was just so really just fucked up. Like, the ending was...
In Canada, we all stuffed up, having a plugged up nose.
Plugged up, hey? Oops.
Yeah, I don't really have a whole lot else to say about Audition. It's crazy.
Audition, it's crazy, yeah. And it has the very fucked up ending.
Absolutely.
And I do remember, I think, I was pretty sure I was in tears by the end of that movie. It's...
I shit! You almost sound like a vampire.
You shit yourself a vampire? I honestly have no idea what you're saying.
There will be no clarification on that last statement, because nothing could possibly be better that I would ever say it, but that I shit myself a vampire.
Oh, apparently you do.
It's a good story. Do you want to hear, hey, you want to hear a good story?
Tell me a good story, please.
So I'm going to tell you the story. No, please, tell you the story.
No, you tell us.
Would one of you tell the story?
You just tell the story. Tell the story. Happen at your place. At my place. Oh, yes. Have you seen Monster Squad?
Have I seen...
Monster Squad.
Monster Squad. The one with Dracula and some other creatures.
Yeah, that's pretty close.
Is that the one? It's Monster Squad. It's from 1987.
Yeah, Red Decker.
Yes. Go on.
Okay. Well, anyone who's seen it will remember several things, including Wolfman's Gotten Arms, but... There's a scene where they take the kids take a stick of dynamite, or someone takes a stick of dynamite.
Horace
takes a stick of dynamite and puts it in the werewolf's pants, and it blows him up. So there's werewolf parts all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And Andre here told me that when he watched the movie when he was younger, one of the scariest parts was when all the body parts started like magically coming together to form the werewolf again. The werewolf is being formed, which will lead into, I guess, the joke of the story. Andre had come over to my apartment,
really?
And we were watching Monster Squad.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
We were watching Monster Squad, and we had probably eaten pizza or something. He got up and. He just had to say, "I have a werewolf forming in my ass or in my stuff." He said, "I had a werewolf forming in his ass."
I gotta go. I got a werewolf forming.
I think
your roommate asked what it was.
So basically, it meant he had to go take shit in my bathroom. And ever since. Anytime one of us, because really only two or three people even know this term, would we say, "I have a werewolf forming," it means we have to go take it out.
dear.
So, next time you guys take your shit, just excuse me, I've got a werewolf forming. Don't eat Skittles.
Sorry.
You have a werewolf forming.
No!
Dear, oh dear.
This is shit that we think of.
Oh, I know. It's
totally
crazy.
Totally sober.
It's crazy.
We were sober at the time.
Mm.
At the time of I Have a Werewolf for Me.
So, if you tell me about, say, a number two deserving movie, will you have a werewolf for me?
Yes. We know where I'm going.
Number two.
Tell me now.
I have number two as Martyrs.
Martyrs, eh?
That's probably because it was the most recent movie that I've seen to disturb the shit out of me.
Mm.
And it really disturbed the shit out of me. When I watched it, I tried hard. The first half an hour, I was like, "Yeah, this movie's great." And then when the bad part happens, I feel like a terrible, terrible person. Here's
again.
I'll have to back him up. Martyrs is fucked up.
It is.
It's really.
I obviously, because you told me about it last time, my friend sends it to me to borrow, and
this is a nice friend you have.
I know. Everybody loves me.
What's about you?
What's the thing? Oh, fuck, I lost my train of thought now.
You're
We're talking about martyrs, right?
Martyrs, yeah.
Okay, sorry. The thing I noticed with that movie was the first half and the second half are like two completely different movies.
Yes, that's exactly what I would say.
And it pretty much happens right smack in the middle.
Yeah, it does.
It's exactly like you get 50 minutes of one thing, then you get 50 minutes of something else.
Yeah, the first half thriller and the second half is like watching a friggin' snuff film.
Yeah.
The second half, in a way, reminded me of watching like Passion of the Christ, because you're just watching someone get tortured, basically.
Yeah, and I was thinking to myself when I was watching the movie, I was like, this movie is never going to explain itself, and I'm going to hate it forever. But then when they do explain what's going on, why, they're like, wow, that's crazy, because people would do that.
I actually kind of had a feeling of where that movie was going. And
oh, you did?
Yeah. I was actually talking to my friend at the time I was watching it, and I'm like, is this movie headed in this direction? Are we going to find out something like this and this? And he's like, yeah. It's not exactly like that, but yeah. So it's like, oh, okay.
I suppose between torture scenes, you figure it out.
But
first half's a pretty good idea.
It was definitely interesting, because it's kind of something that you got to think about as well. Especially,
it is.
Like, just
the fact that, you know, like, there are probably people crazy enough to do what happens in this movie.
It is
a frightening thought.
It is, and it's actually very disgusting, too.
Yeah, too.
It is very, very disgusting. There's some just amazingly awful things that happen in this movie.
Such as?
Well, there is an incident where some skinning is involved.
Yeah.
That was quite gross.
Just a little bit.
And if
I remember seeing stuff like that in Hellraiser 2.
Yeah, if something like that was to happen to me, I just want to, like, not be around for it, basically.
All right, well, murders. Fucked up.
Crazy movie. Highly recommend it. You feel different after you watch it, though.
If you can actually make it through the whole movie. It's
But you gotta hang in there. You gotta hang in there.
Yeah.
She hangs in there.
But I can pretty much watch anything, and it takes a lot to really, you know, mess with my head.
I didn't want to stop watching it. I just knew it was disturbing.
Yeah, it is a highly disturbing movie.
I was like, I'm not gonna turn this off, but. What's that say about me for having to watch all this stuff happened to the girl,
is what I call her.
So it was entertaining because it's like a different person every 5 minutes. Mm. You don't get emotionally attached to them.
But I didn't really know what to expect going into it, so it was a really interesting surprise.
It was.
Absolutely. Agreed.
Yeah.
What's your number two? Oh.
Number two, I really had to think about this, and the one movie that I thought of that really, it really basically fucked me up when I watched it, was Alone with Her.
What? It was what?
Alone with Her. It's...
Oh, yeah.
You've got to know this movie, because you've reviewed it.
Analyzed it.
I did.
Yes.
Did you say you got it because I reviewed it?
No, I think I read it after I saw the movie.
Okay.
Oh, wrong answer.
Goodbye, this podcast is over.
Wrong answer.
I don't even remember how I got to see this movie. I just remember getting it in the mail. So, I didn't really know what it was about, and I just knew that it had Colin Hanks in it, and. It is one seriously fucked up movie.
Yeah, it was.
And
it didn't disturb me at all, 0%, but I was totally along for the ride. It reminded me of Hard Candy because it's another dude who's manipulating somebody. But I didn't remember finding it overly scary.
I really was disturbed by this movie, but I do just the whole, like, because this is obviously, it's about a stalker, and that kind of thing just kind of freaks me out a little bit. And this really just shows you how obsessed and sick some people can be. And to me, that can be really creepy. And Colin Hanks was fucking freaky as shit in this movie.
Absolutely. Sean got the chance to see it.
I really found it hard to actually watch, because I really felt like I was invading someone's privacy through this whole movie, and I really felt like I shouldn't be watching it.
Maybe you shouldn't.
Because this movie, you see it through the eyes of the stalker, basically, because there's hidden cameras and everything.
Number two.
So yes, a very freaked out number two, I gotta say, for me anyway.
I would have said something, but I never watched it.
I gave it 3.5 stars. Wow.
I gave it four out of five.
Yeah, man.
I never thought that. I avoided that.
Okay. This is actually my number one. Number one.
Oh my gosh.
Sounded like an American accent.
Yeah, almost. Never. Trying to impress you.
I really can't believe this is your number one.
I'll tell you why.
I'm really shocked by it.
I'll tell you why, because it really pissed me off. Really pissed. Number one is Cannibal Holocaust.
Number one is Cannibal Holocaust.
Cannibal Holocaust.
Really?
Yeah, what? That's what John said. I had a problem with this movie because they killed a lot of animals on film, and that really, really bothered
me. Well, that was pretty fucked up, man.
Other than that, the movie really tries hard to make you believe that it's real, and that's kind of disturbing. But if it kill animals, this movie would be on my list.
Did they eat the animals, though?
I don't know. You don't see them eating them.
Well, I think the reason this movie got banned in a lot of places was because the animal killings were real.
There's just no reason to actually kill a lot of animal on film.
Mm.
Well, didn't the makers of the movie get arrested for that?
Yes. Yeah, oh yeah, he's going through a little bullshit for that.
I haven't seen this movie for a while.
People get arrested.
I haven't seen that for a while. I do have it somewhere. Just basically, I wanted to see it because it was so... just something a lot of people talked about. It's an infamous movie.
Well, it certainly is a very well-talked-about movie.
I would say, without this movie, you wouldn't have something like The Blair Witch Project, because... it basically does the same thing, trying to say it's actually real. The whole documentary thing, and it's supposed to be real. But it's actually not really real, but they want you to believe it is.
No, but back then it got very real.
Mm.
Like, I think this was also the one where the police thought that they were torturing or killing real people, too.
Mm.
Not just animals.
I think they did get into a lot of trouble for this movie.
I have no doubt that they did.
I'm pretty sure there was a lot of controversy with everything to do with this movie.
Maybe I'd see it 30 years ago, but it didn't really bother me all that much.
I don't think it's as bad as it was now.
I mean, you had a pretty good reason for it, I guess. It really pissed me off.
Yeah, it did.
Disturbed by the fact that we're real killing.
That's right. Mm. So, what do you think? What's your number one?
My number one... and this, since the moment I saw this movie, it's always been like my number one most disturbing movie for me, and that is Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer.
I've heard that, but I've never seen it.
What is it with you guys and you haven't seen all my disturbing movies?
We don't have a really good friend who gives us movies.
Ah, well...
that's my excuse. I don't want yours.
I don't know. Do I have to send you these movies to see?
If they're not PAL, sure.
I'm sure I can think of a way to get these movies to you. But this one, Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer, I would highly recommend checking out. Part of the reason this movie is really, really disturbing to me is it kind of does feel quite real. And Henry is played by Michael Rooker, who is absolutely amazing in this movie. And he really, he just becomes the character. And it's hard to explain, because it's not an easy movie to watch, because it has some pretty graphic, like, murders and some pretty sick and disgusting sort of torture scenes.
Does the sequel suck?
The sequel's awful, so don't watch that.
Don't send us that one, then.
No. I mean, this is kind of obviously loosely based on Henry Lee Lucas, but I don't think it really... I think they kind of just made up their own thing for the most part.
That they made up the fact that it's based on a real person?
No, well, it's loosely based on the guy, but a lot of things they changed to fit with the story.
Oh, okay, so, like Texas Chainsaw is barely anything about Ed Gein, but...
I mean, you've got your main character, who's Henry, and he's got this dumbass friend of his called Otis, and they go
around...
That
is a dumbass name.
Yeah, they go around killing together, but then things kind of get a bit complicated when Otis's sister comes to live with them, and there's a bit of a relationship starts to form with Henry and the sister. And... the thing that really scares me, well, not scares me, but disturbs me with this movie is how normal Henry can seem. And there are times when he's kind of talking and you almost feel sorry for him, and you kind of feel like maybe you could be friends with this guy, but then suddenly you remember he's...
I would never want to be friends with Michael Rooker.
Well,
he frightens me.
Well, I was going to say, yeah. the next thing you think about is suddenly, you know, he's this sadistic killer. And it's just, you know, he kind of just almost looks like the guy next door, someone you wouldn't really think is this sick killer. So that part really fucked with my head.
And we haven't seen it.
And you haven't seen it.
We haven't seen it for number one.
It's an amazing experience to sit through this movie.
We're very sorry to disappoint if we didn't see that.
I'd highly recommend it, and it's really good for me to actually talk about it, because I don't often get to talk about this movie.
We look forward to you sending it to us.
I will have to try and track down a copy for you.
Thank you.
And this movie was cut to pieces in Australia, but I got...
Like every other movie like that?
I managed to get the uncut copy.
Oh, shit. Now the authorities are going to be after you.
They're going to get me. Yep. No, I'm not sure if since I got it, it's actually been released uncut in Australia, so...
Well, they find out, you might be in big trouble.
I'm always in big trouble.
Because it's not allowed in the country.
I'm always in trouble.
I hope the Popo isn't listening to this podcast. Serious.
We're not going to give her real address away.
Oh, yeah, my address.
63, 62, 75.
I think the main reason the movie got so cut was because there's one scene in particular that involves a rape in this movie that is really hard to watch.
Well, rape is usually always hard to watch.
Well, it is, but just the way they kind of went about this particular scene, it's pretty awful, and it's really, it's fucked up. Even though
I'm not going to be disappointed when I watch it.
Well, I hope not. I really hope not.
Because since it's your number one recommendation. Thank you.
It's my number one most disturbing movie. And since the moment I saw it, it's always been my number one most disturbing movie.
So I'm going to laugh at it.
If you do, I will come and track you down and slap you across the face.
Promises, promises.
I look forward to that.
Naturally now you're going to just give me shit about it because you want me to come and slap you.
Yeah, come on, do it.
Bring that shit.
Yeah.
But, I look forward to it.
But I've always actually really highly recommended this movie, no matter how disturbing it is for me.
Why, coming over here and slapping us in the face?
Yeah.
I'm Sean in the face.
I highly Woo-hoo! Recommend slapping you both in the face.
Hey, what the fuck did I do?
Nothing, but, I don't know. Maybe you'll slap me back.
Maybe.
Now we're talking.
A slap can be good
Sounds
once
like,
in a while. Oh. Or if not, I'll just get Michael Rooker to go slap you guys. He's a scary dude.
I think I wouldn't mind if I'm Michael Rooker. It'll be a hell of a lot more awkward.
And I could add, this cool movie, it's not a cool movie, but this disturbing movie has a really cool poster.
Right.
What was that?
I really enjoy talking about these disturbing movies.
It was very civilized.
Yes, and amazing that you guys had not seen most of my movies.
Yeah, neither of us have, really.
So that was cool. I liked our disturbing movie discussion.
I wish I had more advanced knowledge so I could have made a list.
Yeah. Well, it's good to put you on the spot.
It's never good to put me on the spot.
Good to be on the spot.
It's never good to be on the spot.
Good to have the spot put on you.
I mean, there are a lot of other movies that could have been on my list, but they're mainly like the five that come to mind when I think of disturbing movies.
There's not a lot out there I would consider disturbing.
I mean, there's just stuff that's really, like, fucked up in that they just kind of show things just to be shocking.
I do find it kind of strange that it takes a lot to really disturb me to the point they can put it in a movie. I can watch it.
Mm.
That is actually kind of wrong, I think. The poor normal people who watch movies and people make these other kinds of movies that I like and enjoy and disturb by.
I don't think anyone really understands my bizarre taste in movies, and that sometimes I like to be disturbed because at least it makes me feel something.
Fear really does make you know your life.
Yes, it does.
Sure does.
Highly recommended disturbing movies.
Yes. Watch all sorts of scary movies, people.
Put some hair on your balls.
Otis, plug it in.
Did you really kill your mama?
What?
Did you really kill your mama?
I guess I did.
She must have treated you real bad.
She's a whore.
Susie! Susie!
You used to dance naked?
Sure, all the time around town.
Otis.
Best little naked dancer you ever saw.
You never.
You telling me you never killed anybody before?
I ain't saying that.
Open your eyes, Otis. Look at the world. It's either you or them. You know what I mean. Don't do that, Otis. She's your sister.
I feel like I know you. Like I've known you for a long time. I feel like I've known you forever and ever.
Like the blood droppings from a deer you shot, and all they gotta do is follow those droppings, and pretty soon they're gonna find that deer.
I ain't interrupting this, man.
What do you do?
I don't wanna see it again.